After I had put 200 yards of pasture between me and the awful hissing prairie fire, only then did I dare to stop and look back. I had reached the upwind side, so I was no longer in any danger. But then I noticed, holy tamales, the fire was moving on a course that would take it straight to the ranch house. And a voice inside my head was saying things I didn't want to hear, such as, that thing could burn down the house. What kind of rat would walk off and leave his friends at a time like this? It was a pretty good question, but I already had answered it. This wasn't my problem, and besides, well, big prairie fires are really scary. Running from a fire was the normal thing to do, and I could find nothing shameful or disgraceful about. But you know what? It was disgraceful. Maybe my people didn't deserve my help, but cow dogs don't just cut and run when things get tough. Ordinary mutts might do that, but not cow dogs. I studied the eerie red glow on the clouds above the fire. In 30 minutes or less, the fire would sweep across the pasture and flames would be leaping around the house. I didn't have a moment to lose or to think about it. Before I knew it, I had pushed the throttle all the way to turbo 5 and was racing south across the pasture. To reach the house, I would have to run around the east edge of the fire and then put myself in the very path the blaze was following. Could I do it? Yes, because I had to. On and on I raced. 300 yards from the house, I checked instruments and was pleased to see that all systems looked good. I was on a straight course that would take me directly to the house, and then I would... Uh-oh. You know what happens when you get downwind from a prairie fire? You're right in its path, see, and that's where all the smoke goes, downwind. I didn't happen to think of that, and it came as a nasty surprise when I found myself lost in a choking cloud of smoke. I mean, one second I could see the house up ahead, and the next I could hardly even see the end of my nose. I was surrounded on all sides by red glowing billows of smoke, and somewhere in the distance I could hear that awful roaring sound. I stopped. I had lost all sense of direction and I could hardly breathe. Was this how it would end, with me stumbling around in a cloud of smoke, unable to warn my people of the danger that was heading their way? Yes, it appeared that my life would end in failure. Gasping and choking, I sank to the ground. The roar of the fire filled my ears as it moved closer, ever closer. Strength ebbed out of my body. I had nothing left. I melted into the grass, rolled over, and took one last look at, buzzards? Was I dreaming, or had the smoke parted for just a second and allowed me to catch a glimpse of two buzzards flapping overhead? In a flash, the vision was gone, swallowed up by a swirl of smoke and sparks. It must have been a dream, perhaps my last. I couldn't resist a bitter laugh at such a cruel fate, that one of my last thoughts on this earth had been about buzzards. I closed my eyes and waited for the drama to play itself out. But then...
Pooch, you can lay there like a dead log if you want, but if it was me, I'd get up and run.
I opened my eyes just in time to catch a glimpse of a big black bird swooping through the smoke, and then he was gone. I lifted my head and blinked my stinging eyes against the smoke.
Wallace, is that you?
A voice came out of the smoke above my head.
Heck yes, it's me, and I ain't just a flapping around for my health. Do you want me and Junior to lead you out of this fire, or would you rather lay there and get roasted?
I struggled to my feet and gasped for air.
I'll choose number one, but I can't see you in all this smoke. Well, dog, I can't do a thing about the smoke, so try to follow the sound of my voice. Reckon you can do that? I mean, I ain't gonna take you by the hand and lead you out of there. Me and Junior are gonna sing you out of the fire.
What? You're gonna sing? Is that what you just said?
Yes, sir. This is Junior's big idea, not mine, and you can either follow the sound of our voices or you can sit there and fry.
Okay, I was about to be sung out of a crisis by a couple of buzzards. That struck me as pretty strange, but I didn't have any better ideas. I still couldn't see him through the smoke, but a moment later, I heard him strike up a song. Musically speaking, it wasn't all that great, but don't forget, they were only buzzards. A guy doesn't expect great music to come from the mouth of buzzards.